Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, how the heck are you? I'm Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom today. Get this, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Republic, Missouri, at the Crossbreed Holster Manufacturing Facility, where we have brought the program to you on more than one occasion. I don't think we've done the daytime show, have we? Nathan Engelking from Crossbreed Holsters is with me for the full hour. We've got a great program, a great lineup, a great topic lineup for you today. And Rob Pincus will also be here. His ears were burning. He knew we were talking about him, so he had to call in. Nathan, I don't think we've done the daytime show from here.
No, right? No, we haven't. I think this is the first time that we've done it literally from the Crossbreed Holster Studio.
Yeah. Now, the Monster Show we have on a couple of occasions, uh-huh. But not the daytime program. But you've been on the show with us, so this is not our first rodeo. Great to be here today. A little bit warmer.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be here.
Yeah, upper 80s, you know, this time of year is a little crazy for us. We're not quite used to this. When we got the shorts out, it's you know, something's going on.
And you are sitting here in shorts, too. I'm here in jeans, Fry boots, and I've got a black shirt on, a short sleeve shirt. But I thought it was going to be a little bit, you know, in today's day and age, I couldn't have looked at the weather. So guess what? My own ignorance breeds my own stupidity. I preach that all the time. I have to take responsibility for my actions. We're not going to get big tornadoes here.
No. You're good this time. Nothing.
They're calling for some
exciting.
Big thunder tomorrow.
No, I think we're good.
Okay, we are only about 55 miles from Joplin.
Correct. Yeah, okay, absolutely.
So you're no strangers to those big storms.
Absolutely.
So. Okay. Well, listen. Wow, I've got so many places I want to go with you today. First of all, thanks for having me here. This is home to me.
Yeah.
Crossbreed is family. We've been doing this together an awful long time. I go back with Mark, of course, who passed away. Now it's been, 4 years?
Yeah, I believe so.
That is unbelievable to me. Wow, I can't believe it. And I believe that was in September, right?
Actually, I think it was a little closer. It was in the summertime. I believe
last of August.
August. Last of August.
And it's just amazing to me. Let me start with this. This is not the first time I've been here. I pull in the parking lot today, and I notice the parking lot has grown.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are too many cars in the parking lot. I got out of the car. I walked in with my equipment, and I said, what gives? What did I see when I pulled in here, crying out loud?
It's been crazy. I mean, we're in a new facility that we opened just a few years ago. We've already outgrown it. Like you said, the parking lot's full, and that's after we've added onto it once. So we've had just great growth. We've been really blessed with the way things have gone. You know, the leadership here obviously has been really well for us and helped us to really move forward. So the company's doing amazing.
50 employees, close to 50 employees now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The parking lot is double what it was the last time I was here. And I got a little angry, but then I saw the spot up front. But I would have had to park all the way out in the back, which has been added since the last time I was here, which has not been that long ago. It's just incredible. So clearly, something's happening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Products are flying off the shelves.
Absolutely.
Now, we're going to get political here in a little bit in the next segment because we have to. But what's causing this? What do you think? And I stay out of the politics of it right now because, like I said, we're going to go there. But something's happening. Let me give you an example. I overheard today the receptionist downstairs. We're in the conference room upstairs, overlooks the manufacturing facility. And I heard a call come in. She was passing a call from Long Beach County Sheriff's Office. And it was going to what department?
Heading over to our dealer program that handles all of our law enforcement sales and military sales.
Okay, so law enforcement sales are clearly picking up. We're talking Absolutely. Long Beach, California Sheriff's Department. And
sure.
It's a big operation.
Absolutely, yeah.
They wearing a lot of your stuff?
You know, we've got a lot of amazingly large agencies that are really picking up on our product. You know, just over the years, it's gone out. It's never something that we've really ever went out and marketed towards the law enforcement community. But, you know, they just notice a good product when it's there. You know, we've been really fortunate. We've had some ops teams that have picked up our equipment in the past, too. So we're really grateful and humbled to see that guys.
Now, are you talking law enforcement spec ops teams or are you talking military?
No, we're talking military.
The real deal.
That's right. And so, you know, it's a really humbling experience for us when we start seeing guys of that caliber picking up our products and want to carry them.
I understand there's a Benghazi connection.
Yeah, absolutely. There was an article that came out, I believe it's about 6 months ago, going through some of the equipment that the guys in Benghazi had carried. And one of the gentlemen, I can't remember if it's Tig or Oz, but they actually had put in there that he was carrying a Crossbreed Super Tuck. So that was a really, really incredible story.
Well, I can tell you, in my neck of the woods, outside of Atlanta, Georgia, there are a number of officers that carry in the Crossbreed. In fact, you've got a new dealer right down the road from me, not too far from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Georgia that is selling the holsters. And I know there are a number of law enforcement officers. In fact, I won't name any names and won't name the department, but they are, in fact, carrying a lot of backup, a lot of off-duty in the Super Tucks and some of the other rigs. Is there any particular rig that law enforcement carries in more so than any other?
You know, generally speaking, we find they really like the Super Tuck. A lot of those guys are starting to realize that I can carry my duty weapon when I'm off duty. So now I'm with a firearm that I'm familiar with, that I'm trained with, and I'm certified with, and I don't have to switch over to something else. I don't have to lose mag capacity. I don't have to lose the gun I'm comfortable with. And so, you know, really the Super Tuck is still by far a flagship product, and still even in the law enforcement community.
Does that surprise you?
No, absolutely not. It's a great holster.
It doesn't surprise me in any way, shape, or form. Regardless, because, you know, a lot of cops are carrying bigger backup guns now.
Sure.
They're not carrying as much. Well, you get the advent of the Glock 43. You guys make a wide range of holsters for the Glock 43.
Absolutely.
It used to be the 380 backups. It used to be even some of the 22 smaller backups.
Sure.
Now these guys are carrying a Glock 43 or a Glock 42 and 380, which is the same gun, but in a 380 versus a 9mm.
Yep.
And you guys make a Super Tuck for that.
Yeah.
And I know from personal experience, I have one for a Glock 43, and that gun just disappears
perfect.
It's
a great fit. It's a great gun, great design. The perfect size, and you mix that with a great holster, and you don't even notice it.
I'll tell you what, let's go outside the waistband here for just a minute. See, we got a bunch of bullet points. We've been sitting here talking about what we want to talk about on the air, and there's so many fun things to go. I love talking about guns. I love talking about gear and what I'm carrying. I'm carrying a Glock 19, and I'm carrying it in a what?
Well, let's see. Right now, I believe you've got a snap slide on today.
One of my two favorite OWBs. The other is the drop slide that you guys make, and of course, the Super Tuck is second to none. The snap slide, the difference between the snap slide and the drop slide.
The drop slide, we took that same basic design, made it as minimal as possible so it doesn't print too much. It's still very comfortable and held tight to the body. And we've adjusted it to where the gun rides a little bit lower. And what that does is it gives you a lot more comfortable pull whenever you're coming out of the holster. You're not having to jack your hand and arm up quite as much. It's nice, smooth. It's right where it's supposed to be. Meet your other hand and push.
If I can play some theater of the mind with you, it's... The snap slide rests a top line even with the top of the belt, wouldn't it? I also have a crossbreed belt on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the top of that holster will ride, which means the top of the Kydex rides about even with the top of the belt. Is
correct.
That a safe description?
Yeah. Yeah.
The drop slide on the leather, the first time I saw that holster, I think, was on Carol's range.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what is that? I had not seen that holster yet, didn't have one in the stable.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, that's the new drop slide.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had just started putting that thing out.
Yeah.
I said, I got to have one of those. And you sent me a black one, and the thing is wonderful because, now I'm going to go a little bit theater of mind again, versus the snap slide, where it comes down just about a half inch below the top of the belt, so it seats a little bit lower, but the belt holes are in the same slots.
Yep.
So the holster just kind of droops down just a little bit lower. That half an inch makes a huge difference on the draw.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with a drop slide holster, we really tried to pay attention to the feedback we were getting from our customers. I mean, and they really said that, hey, you know, the snap slide's great, but if I could lower that down just a little bit more, it'd be perfect. And that's how the drop slide came about.
Yeah, and when you say your customers, is there a specific type of customer? Are we talking across the spectrum? Law enforcement, military, civilian?
Absolutely. Across the spectrum. You know, the whole idea of having to carry this little tiny gun all the time anymore has really changed with the advent of, you know, more comfortable holsters and better holsters. And so, you know, really, we've sold drop slides to little ladies, you know.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's really whatever that works
little
for them.
Little ladies are carrying
absolutely.
Guns.
You know, those are the worst. They're terrifying. You know, they don't think twice.
No, they'll use their firearm.
Absolutely use it on you.
You get between a mama bear and her cubs, and you're gonna find out what the problem is. All right, let's go to the belts for just a minute, too, because I have a wide range of crossbreed belts. I carry in a crossbreed held. I wear a crossbreed belt regardless of whether I'm carrying on the belt or not. I can be carrying in an ankle holster, and I'm carrying, and I've got a crossbreed belt on. I don't care what holster you have, and you correct me if you think I'm wrong. This is I talk from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not reading an ad because I actually live this lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I've had terrible belts. I've had worse than terrible belts. And I've had the best.
Yeah.
The belt, I don't care what kind of holster, I don't care what kind of quality holster you're talking about, I don't care what manufacturer it is. If you don't have a quality belt, your holster isn't worth what they say on the Outlaw Josie Wales, doodly squad.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, statistically in the past, people really never paid that much attention to the belt. They just thought, well, it's all about the holster. And as times progress, people really realize that it's not just about carrying the right holster or carrying the right gun or even having the right belt. It's a combination of carrying the right gear, period. And so what we've been able to do is come up with a lot of new belts. You know, as a matter of fact, we've got a brand new we're getting ready to launch next week that we'll make sure we show you today.
Oh, another one for the holster
drawer.
You
need another one.
That holster drawer is getting so big, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. You know, it's interesting because, as I said, it really doesn't matter what the belt, what you're putting on the belt.
Yeah.
But if that belt doesn't work, and listen, as I get older, something else becomes a concern. And I hear this from a lot of people. In fact, I got a text message from someone who I won't name because we all know who he is, talking about, hey, ask them about a particular holster. I'm starting to feel in my back, my lower back and my hips, the weight of the gun that I carry.
Sure.
Do they make something that can help me out? And I think you probably have an answer for that. You're shaking your head. Yes, when we come back, we'll go into some politics and to some more products, and we'll talk with Rob Pincus. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we are back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Mobile. We can say mobile when you're down south of the Mason-Dixon line. Crossbreed Holster Studios are mobile today. We are actually in Republic, Missouri. It's Republic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got that weird thing going on. You got a Springfield address, but it's really
weird.
Republic. You guys are kind of in the middle.
Yep.
See, I'm going to get off of what we were talking about already because Mark's original manufacturing facility is in Republic, and it's now an old garage. Looks like an old gas station type place, doesn't
it? You know,
it?
Yeah, actually, there's another lady in there now that does arts and crafts of all things out of an old holster shop.
The holsters are arts and crafts themselves.
That's true. Good
point. Leather good. It's leather working. It's all made by hand. It's made by Kydex. It's molded right here.
Absolutely.
I've got a photo, and I don't like to put photos out of manufacturing process. That's proprietary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can find a good one out there that we can take, I'd like to people to see. Maybe just get the outside of the building to let people see where the holsters actually come from. These are not products made in a garage.
No.
But we are at a beautiful manufacturing facility that I can promise you the next time I'm here, and I get up here a lot, is going to be under construction.
Probably the
case. All right. Well, we were talking about in the last segment that when I pulled in here, I noticed instantly the size of the parking lot had grown. There was clearly more than double the cars that had been here before. That was the first thing. The second thought was, well, where am I going to park? And the third thought was, what's causing this?
Sure.
What's causing this? Now, I've had John Lott, who you know, More Guns, Less Crime, and right now his newest book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, New York Times, multiple New York Times bestseller and Fox News columnist and former Fox News contributor on the program. And we've discussed the rise in concealed carry permits now up over 14.5 million, and I believe that number's low.
Sure.
There are other, I know that's an estimate, there are states out there that don't give out that information and such. So I think that number is probably higher. In fact, it is because more people are getting concealed carry permits. The number is growing exponentially state by state by state. That has to have something to do with your meteoric growth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and those numbers, too, don't even take in consideration that what are we up to, about 12 states now that have open carry as well?
Well, you have more than 12 states that have open carry, but if you want to talk constitutional carry now, you've got about 11 states, and let's just go there, because let's segue into that, because I've got that note written right here, which you already know. Constitutional carry, Missouri. Overrode the Democrat and the governor in the state is a what?
Jay Nixon, Democrat.
He's a
Jay
Democrat.
Nixon.
He's a Democrat in a very conservative state.
Sure.
Who vetoed constitutional carry?
Yeah, vetoed it. Yeah.
Did it shock you that a Democrat would veto constitutional carry?
No, definitely not.
But the veto was overridden.
Yes, it was.
And much to his chagrin, constitutional carry took effect immediately upon the override of the veto, and Missouri finds itself one of those constitutional carry-free states. Congratulations to you. I love sitting in Arizona. I love sitting in Missouri. Kansas is another constitutional state, constitutional carry state, and there are others. So it clearly that impacts your business, because now people who may not have, I don't want to spend the money, I don't want to go through the hassle, I don't travel anywhere, I don't need a permit, I'm not going to do it. Well, now I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that what we're seeing now is just, it's simply Americans getting serious about self-protection. For the longest time, carrying a gun was considered kind of taboo, and what we've seen over the last 10, 15, 20 years is that it's become very mainstream now. People realize that there are bad places in this country, and bad things are going to happen to good people. And they are willing to carry a firearm to protect themselves. And that's, that is the key there. It's getting in the mindset, getting the training, getting the gear, and getting yourself familiar with your situation and being serious about your self-protection.
And you know what I think has a lot to do with it? Here we go off the bullet points again. Is it's no longer as intimidating as it used to be. I've been carrying a gun for over 30 years.
Sure.
In some way, shape, or form. Not always legal.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know anything about a permit when I was 21 years old and bought my first handgun when I was up in Pennsylvania and doing making sales calls and some bet, and didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had a constitutional right to carry a gun. I knew I could walk in that store and buy a gun. I did.
Yeah.
And that gun rode with me in my pocket. It went with me in my briefcase. But for the longest time, I resisted formal training because it was oh so tactical.
Sure.
It was, I don't own those kind of clothes, and I don't know that I want to do that like that. That doesn't look fun to me. That looks intimidating and scary to me when I was younger. Yeah. Well, I found out later how much fun that was and how wrong I was. But in today's day and age, women now making up 50% plus, according to the gun shop owners that I talk to, on a fairly regular basis. We like to say women are 30% of new gun sales average. Not manufacturers, but actual sellers are telling me that number's far higher, closer to 50%. Having said that, when you look at, there's that old adage, carrying a gun isn't meant to be comforting or comfortable. It's meant to be comforting.
Sure.
Well, today's day and age and modern technology changes that.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer need to carry a 3-pound solid steel on our hunk on our hip.
Mm-hmm.
The holsters have adapted to the polymer frames.
Mm-hmm.
The weight, the shape, the contour, and the comfort, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You're right. That I've heard that saying so many times, it's not even funny. And it's funny. What is funny is over the last, 10 years or so is that's gone away. You know, and like you said, it's becoming so much more mainstream for people to carry guns. It used to be just, the guy that worked on the farm and he's walking around and just checking on the cattle and this
you
and that.
Bet.
And it's not that way anymore. Now it's the soccer mom. You know, she realizes that those two or three kids she's got with her are the most important thing in her life, and she's willing to do anything she can to protect them.
All right, let's pivot to politics. Great place to segue. We've only got a couple minutes left in the segment. It never fails. What does Nathan think about this crazy election?
Now,
look, I'm going to throw this disclaimer out. We had lunch today. I know what you think. So between us, it's a rhetorical question, but I want listeners to hear what you think about this, because you're a political animal like me. What's going on, bro?
This is something that we've never seen happen like this before in this country. This election is completely unprecedented. The things that are coming out, WikiLeaks emails being released every other day showing this, what I would personally consider corruption. It's completely unprecedented. And I don't really know if people 100% know how to handle this just constant barrage that we seem to be getting out of this election cycle. Absolutely.
Fear. And because fear is why we're seeing that soccer mom with a firearm. People
Absolutely.
Know evil exists. The media, we're in a terrible place in this country today. It saddens me. It really, truly saddens me. I believe I will live long enough at my age to see some of this corrected if the right things happen.
Sure.
You know, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, flips the Supreme Court, anybody over 20 years old, I used to say 30, now it's 20, will never see America like you and I have seen America. Now, having said that, clearly a Clinton victory, I'm assuming based on what I've seen here in the growth here, clearly your business plan, most businesses strategically are thinking 5 years, 8, 7, 8, 10 years out. Strategic plan is about 5 years plus. You guys have got to be making business decisions, not strategically, but strategic for you has shifted from a 5-year plan with this election, knowing that Clinton could win, to a, 23-day plan? How's
Absolutely.
Your buying? What's your procurement look like?
You know, we at this point in time, we're buying up everything we can get our hands on. We're doing everything possible just to make sure that we're as prepared as we possibly can be.
In anticipation of what happens if Hillary wins.
Absolutely.
What happens?
I really think that we're going to see an increase in gun sales. I think people are not, they're not just going to stand by and see these things taken away.
Not only are you going to see it, you're going to see it during the final 2 months of Obama's lame duck, prior to the new president being inaugurated.
Entirely possible.
And a lot of uninformed people are saying, well, if Trump wins, you guys are going to be hurting gunmen. No, because Bloomberg has shifted this fight to the state. This is a fascinating conversation. I'm at the Crossbreed Holster Manufacturing Facility in Republic, Missouri. Great to have you with me. Rob Pincus will be joining us for the next half hour. Nathan will be staying with me. We've got a lot to talk with you about live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I love coming. Coming home to Republic, Missouri is literally coming home. You know, for you it is, because you live here, Nathan, but I love coming back here because Crossbreed is family. Everything about the organization is family. The show comes from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Going back to Mark, and God, I wish Mark was here to see this.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, you know, so amazing to see.
Absolutely.
We've touched on your growth, why we think that's happening. We've touched on some products. We've talked about a little bit of politics. And it was interesting today because here I was. I mean, I had just landed, picked up the car, and I love the area because you're 10 minutes from the airport. All you do is go over a couple country hills. You don't have to go into any traffic whatsoever.
It's God's country down
here,
I'm
truly
telling you.
Every parcel of land is 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 acres.
Yep.
Beautiful home after beautiful home. The highway is a straight shot, you know, a couple miles up the road. So I get here, and I'm downstairs talking with everybody, and I get a text from Rob Pincus, who says, "Do you have time to bring me on the air today? I've got some things I'd like to talk with you about." And I said, "Funny you should ask that," because I'm standing here at the Crossbreed Holster facility. Both Rob and I do a lot of work with you guys, and so does the USCCA and others. Rob had no idea I was here. He had just gotten off the phone with who?
Well, that would be with me.
So sometimes when those things happen, they happen for a reason, right?
Sure.
All right, you would agree with that. So we've got Rob Pincus on the phone. He's just out of the dentist chair. Rob, are you slobbering or can you talk?
Well, you tell me. How does it sound? Because it feels weird.
Well, it sounds okay, but I kind of want to have you on tape slobbering, but that's for another conversation.
That's for video.
This might be an hour I'll run on a, you know, maybe one of the monster broadcasts if you make it really, really good for us. Rob, you were on the phone with Nathan, who I was actually sitting here talking with when you sent me a text, having no idea that we were going to do this today. And sometimes things just work. You've been to this facility before, Rob. I don't know when you were here last, but when I pulled in here today, the parking lot has doubled since my last visit. It's just incredible growth, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, CrossBreed's doing great things, great people, great products, so it's not surprising that they're growing, and that new facility is really amazing. You know, I remember the first time I went to visit the original facility and just seeing how it was overcrowded and growing so fast in the beginning, and I can only imagine what they're doing now. It's been about a year and a half since I've been down there.
Well, you'd recognize the building, but you wouldn't recognize the exterior. What's getting ready to happen is, I think the next time both the two of us show up here, you're going to see the building under construction as it grows and expands back out on the property. You've got enough room to probably add another 10,000 square feet easily, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so a lot of great things happening, Rob. Okay, well, let's talk about, first off, what were you doing calling my peeps while I was here invading my time at CrossBreed?
Yeah, really. Well, I was wearing my Armed American Radio shirt, and my wife.
You actually were.
So the whole thing is like just the whole day. We have a theme going. But you know, Nathan reached out to me last week. This is the time of year when we get a lot of our planning done for the 2017 Personal Defense Network Training Tour. You know, working with our longtime sponsors and collaborators at Personal Defense Network, like CrossBreed. So. Obviously, getting ready to launch some new products. You know, NASBW is coming up, and then SHOT Show and NRA in the spring. So a lot of work gets done in the late fall, you know, Q4, that a lot of people that are consumers in the industry really benefit from in the coming year. But this is when a lot of work gets done. So we were talking about, you know, video schedules and sort of plan of attack for some of the videos we'll put together featuring CrossBreed products and training from myself and some of the other people at Personal Defense Network.
Yeah, you know, really, truly does. This is the setup now. SHOT Show, January 18th, week of January 18th, 2017, is going to be upon us before we can shake a stick, Nathan.
Oh, it's coming up quick.
It's coming up fast. And then of course, Rob's right on the money. You're talking about show season, NSGW. Then you've got NRA coming up. You got the USCCA Expo coming up. And all those bang out within about a four-month period, starting, of course, with the big daddy, the Daytona 500 of this stuff, and that SHOT Show in Vegas. You guys ready for all this to happen?
You know, every year we think we're ready. It never seems to pan out quite that way, though.
Yeah, and then your dealer network is growing as well, too. This is a whole other aspect of the business that we haven't really even touched on. So, you know, people can now find CrossBreed holsters, and they don't – obviously, go to the web, crossbreedholsters.com. You hear it on this show all day, every day.
Sure.
Somewhere around the country, 7 days a week, crossbreedholsters.com is out there. But people can now find your products in local gun shops.
Absolutely, yeah. We've really expanded our dealer network over the last 6 months to a year. We're currently looking right now for brick-and-mortar dealers as well. It's going to be great. If you're listening to the show and you're interested, shoot us an email, dealers@cbholsters.com.
Dealers@cbholsters.com. Great plug. I'm glad you got that in there. Rob, with all the preparation coming up for the shows now, and it is going to be a very busy spring, particularly on the heels of what, you know, could happen in November. Guns are going to fly off the shelves. Either way, they're going to fly off the shelves, which means accessories like these are going to fly off the shelves. You're getting ready. What do you anticipate? What do you anticipate happening after November 8th?
Well, you know, like you said, either way, it's going to be a busy time. Whether people are sort of celebrating, maybe relaxing a little bit, feeling like our Second Amendment rights are a little bit safer than they have been for the last almost decade, or feeling like, wow, we've got a big fight ahead of us, and you know, we've had a big fight behind us. You know, we've come a long way in the last 20 years since the original assault weapons ban in the early 90s. That really galvanized the politics, I think, of Second Amendment supporters and people interested in the right to keep and bear arms behind the true use of firearms and the true meaning of the Second Amendment, which is defense, you know, defense of ourselves, our family, our way of life, our country, if we need to. I think if we get galvanized again with a Clinton win, I think you're going to see a stronger, more vibrant political base of the gun community, you know, even stronger than we've seen over the last couple of decades, which has been pretty strong. So I think either way, we're all in for definitely a busy year, whether we're sort of celebrating and just enjoying our right to keep and bear arms, or we're getting ready for a big fight ahead of us for the next 2, 3, 4 years. Either way, it's going to be busy.
Well analyzed. Well said. You're absolutely correct, because regardless, I think regardless of what happens on November 8th, the country will be more polarized on November 9th than it was prior to November 9th. And I think you're going to see that strengthening of the gun community either way as a result of this ridiculously crazy campaign that we find ourselves in.
It has been.
Rob,
we have to remember that even if the Republicans do win, you know, we the no-fly, no-buy kind of, you know, those kinds of things are still a little troublesome to a lot of gun owners. We're not exactly sure what we're getting with the Republican ticket either. So I don't think we'll be relaxing for very long, even if we do see an R going back into the White House for the first time in a long time.
No, you're absolutely correct. In fact, Nathan, the two of us were just talking about this. You know, really, sometimes the best radio is the radio the listener doesn't get to hear, so we get to bring it to them. And it was prior to our going live on the radio today, was what happens if we see an R in the White House win versus a D in the White House win. And Rob just nailed it. The fight, Rob, shifts to the states, too. You got Bloomberg spending a lot of money coming after our rights in individual states over the next, you know, gosh knows how many years. That's going to continue. And then you're right, no fly, no buy. So either way you look at this thing, Nathan, it's a political fight either way. But like David Keene mentioned to me, former NRA president on Sunday's Monster Cast, we've been in this fight before. This isn't new. We've had hard times before.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think as a community that we are constantly faced with just an onslaught of anti-gun agenda. And, you know, fortunately for us, it's really drawn a lot of people closer. It's built this great, tight-knit community of firearms owners who are willing to stand up and defend those rights.
And it's growing stronger. It's growing stronger every day. Rob, when we come back from the break, Sean, how much time do we have here, real quick? Okay, about 40, 50 seconds. All right, Rob, when we come back from the break, let me just set it up with this. I'll lead you into the break. When we come back, you've got some more training you're doing. You mentioned some filming, some videos, and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about what upcoming classes you have. You can tell us what type of classes you're running and so forth. Does that sound like a plan when we come back from the break?
Sounds good. We definitely have a lot going on between now and the end of the year, and I'd love to tell all the listeners about it.
Sounds good to me. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I am actually sitting in the Crossbreed Holsters manufacturing facility in beautiful Republic, Missouri, only a stone's throw away from the Springfield Airport. It's great. We're going to be having some wonderful barbecue today over at Hetty's Barbecue. Go there every time we're in town. Gotta love good barbecue, Nathan.
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't get any better than that. And I got to tell you, Shanto, I wish you could be here with us. It's an awful lot of fun. But we're going to go ahead and close out this segment. When we come back, we'll wrap up. I don't know. I'm kind of done with politics right now. So I think what we're going to do is go right to the video stuff, the fun stuff, the training stuff, if that sounds like a plan. All right, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wow, the fastest hour in daytime radio is coming to a close already. It's amazing. But have no fear. I will be back here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Republic, Missouri, tomorrow, broadcasting another hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with the fine folks from Crossbreed Holsters. Nathan, welcome back. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate
it. Absolutely. Our pleasure.
People can find you. Let's go back to the dealers again. Where can they find you?
Shoot an email over to dealers@cbholsters.com. We're absolutely looking for new dealers. We'd love to get you signed up.
So if you're interested in carrying any of the fine products from Crossbreed, head over to crossbreedholsters.com, take a look at what you see up there, and then send it over to that email.
Yep, you got
it. Okay, and you guys will get back with them, I'm sure,
absolutely.
Right away.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you'll set up meetings and all this depending on the dealer size and location and everything
sure.
else, right?
Absolutely.
All right, and we've got Rob Pincus on the line. Rob Pincus from Personal Defense Network, long time training expert of mine on both the Monster Show and this show. Rob, before we start with your schedule, I want to ask you this, and I hate to put you on the spot, but it's a good segue into what we're talking about with your training. Are you familiar with the Burger King, CCW Burger King shooting the other day where the armed citizen stopped the five teenage robbers at the Burger King and thereby halted a string of about nine robberies in the area? Are you familiar with that?
Only a cursory through social media. I haven't really looked into it much.
Okay, you may be familiar with this portion. This is what I wanted to ask you, so I'll ask you to just take my word on this. But as I played the news report of that incident, and in the news report, one of the police officers mentioned that the individual, the CCW, law-abiding citizen, was walking out of the Burger King when he saw the individuals in hoodies walking into the Burger King, and he went back in. Now, he wound up getting in a gunfight, and the thing that jumped out at me was he turned around and went back in. And I'd like to get your perspective on that. These are incidents that you and I have written about in our book, Lessons from Unarmed American. We've talked about many, many times on the air about being the best witness you can be. Now, this worked out, you know, to his advantage, and it stopped, and these kids were all busted. But he walked back in. What do you take away from that?
Yeah, luck counts, but we can't count on luck, you know, and that's what I've seen floating around on social media, is this idea of should he have gone back in. Now, if we just take it for all, you know, take it as on the surface as being completely true, that the statement he made to the police and the statement that the police officer made to the press is all accurate, that he was done his business in there, he was leaving, he was safe, and he chose to go back into a situation because he believed it was about to get dangerous for the people inside of that Burger King. Now, what we don't know is, did he call the police first? Did he wait to call the police afterwards? Did he, you know, phone a friend, say, call the police, send them to the Burger King? You know, did he text someone? I don't know. What, did he take pictures? There's all kinds of other things that might have happened that I don't know about. But I do know that the first rule of self-defense is to not put yourself in a situation where there's more danger when you could be in a situation where there's less danger. And if there's nothing, no mitigating circumstances, right? Your daughter doesn't work at that Burger King. Your wife or husband isn't in the bathroom, you know, getting ready to walk into potentially some kind of an ambush or some kind of a violent situation. If you have no one that you feel compelled to protect in there, and I guess the argument is, well, I feel compelled to protect my community, so I'm going to go back in there. And that's where you start to have this real gray area between somebody who's looking for trouble and somebody who is just trying to protect themselves. That's usually very clear. Once you start trying to protect other people, that's when that gray area comes up. And, you know, our advice for Personal Defense Network, IC Training Company, and I think the advice we've put out together in our books and on our work here on your show is, if you can avoid danger, avoid it. Being outside the place where the violence is, being a good witness, standing by on the phone with the police, letting the police know you think something is about to happen is probably the best way to handle that situation for 99% of the people, 99% of the time. This guy made a different decision. It worked out fine for him. It you know, potentially stopped this string or slew of robberies. Who knows what other good or bad ramifications are going to come down the road. But in that moment, it looks like a win for the good guys. And a win for the good guys is great. Everybody wants to celebrate it. But did he put himself in unnecessary risk to get that win? That's what it certainly looks like on the surface.
Yeah, now, we're both fathers. And I made this point on the Monster Show when I was discussing this case, because that, like, I had an idea that you would have discussed that. I apologize for not having talked to you about it in advance. I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but I just knew from knowing you that this conversation would have come up on social media. The moment I heard that police officer make the comment, he went back in, I knew that was going to blow up, particularly within training circles. Now, as a father, I asked this question on the air: who works at Burger King? I'll tell you who works at Burger King. My daughter works at Burger King. My son works at Burger King. Your kids work at Burger King. Predominantly, these are mostly young kids working their way through school, saving money for cars. They're high school kids on their first jobs. So I'm damn glad the guy went back in there, and particularly so if it were my daughter in there, I'd be thanking him to kingdom come, for crying out loud. But realistically, the advice that I think we would have given in one of our books would have been, be the best witness you can be, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's too many ways for that to go wrong. You know, and again, not knowing the guy's training, not knowing what he saw, you know, but it was really just five kids in hoodies. Does that justify you going back in? Is that maybe looking a little too hard, or was there something else? And that's right. Those are the kinds of details that aren't going to come out in a quick press conference and maybe on purpose, that the officer doesn't want to sort of tip the hand of what gave the bad guys away, or maybe that information hadn't been conveyed to him. So there's a lot of question marks there, but it does seem like on the surface, you know, any group of kids going into a Burger King in hoodies in fall weather doesn't seem like it rises to the level of put your hand on your gun and take up an Overwatch position.
Yeah, you know, in this case, it worked out for the best, and more will come out. And when it does, I'm sure you'll be following it, and we'll question you about it on the program. Okay, Rob, we're coming down to the last couple, 2.5, 3 minutes. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on from a training perspective, what kind of classes you've got going on, and where you're going to be.
Well, hopefully we talked a little about Personal Defense Network with Crossbreed, who's been supporting the tour since the beginning of the tour with the PDN, which is 2012. You know, we started in 2008, and I started working with Crossbreed Holsters in the meantime, and by the time we launched the PDN tour, Crossbreed's been there since the beginning. One of the companies that's joined us for the last few years is Springfield Armory, and I've been doing a lot of work with them, and particularly Rob Latham, you know, the greatest competitive shooter of our generation.
Right.
He's been a long time, almost 3 decades, I think, associated with Springfield Armory, and we've been doing a lot of video together, and we're going to do a live video event through Personal Defense Network. So we're doing our monthly PDN Live. It's going to be a question and answer, which we've taken questions over the last week. People can still get those in through social media, through Personal Defense Network social media. They can tune in live tonight at 7 o'clock Mountain and 9 o'clock Eastern time. will take an hour to go back and forth from his competition skill development perspective and my defensive training skill application perspective, and talk about developing shooting skills and drills and metrics and a whole bunch of other things on the topics tonight. And then what I've got probably about, I don't know, probably 12 to 15 more opportunities to train with people. There's a few classes that are filled up. I know there's one down in Texas, there's one in Ohio, there's one out here in Colorado that's already filled up. There's still a few spots left in Florida, Nevada, also in Ohio, also in Texas, where we're going to be training live November and December. We're going to be doing classes, everything from our active shooter response program, including some instructor development with Aaron Gennetti and our team out of Endeavor in Ohio. We've got live fire training down at my home range in St. Augustine, Florida, at Ancient City. We're going to be doing combat-focused shooting with a pistol, combat-focused carbine. Our new home defense live fire class is going to be a kickoff of that class. It's going to be a big one for us next spring. And our two-person armed defense as well. So that was a big popular class we launched about this time last year, and we've been running at least one of those a month. So we'll do another one of those in December. And we've got some combat-focused shooting going on in Colorado and in Texas also. So people can check out the calendar at icetraining.us. They can go to icestore.us as well and look at all the course listings and see not only what's coming up for 2017, but some of those last-minute opportunities to train with us here in 2017 as well.
All right, perfect timing, Rob. Appreciate it very much. Real quick, very quick, in about 5 seconds, what's the website to watch the live training today?
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com, and that starts at 7 o'clock Mountain Time.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. 9 o'clock Eastern. Okay, Rob, time for me to get back out on the range with you. Start looking at some stuff down in Florida so we can get out there and do some shooting with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters. That was Rob Pincus. We are live at the Crossbreed Holster Studios facility, the manufacturing facility in Republic, Missouri. Nathan Engelking, we will be back here again tomorrow. Thanks, brother, for everything.
Yep.
Appreciate
well,
it much. We'll see you on the radio. Remember, carry on, carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never, ever, ever find yourself in a gun-free zone. What does that mean? Talk about it tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.